Association at this station.
Growing up at fish camp is just awesome. Staying up as late as you can with the midnight sun. It's not your usual way of life. At fish camp, wilderness is all around you. It is a neat experience that a lot of people don't get to have. I want the next generation of kids to have the same fun we did. The older men would go out at 5 a.m. and they'd come back with a whole bunch of fish by the time we woke up. And everyone gathered around the cutting board. I love watching my mom and my auntie process the fish. Just observing and learning has a huge effect on kids that are growing up. I hope that this season people think about enjoying time with their family and the peace and quiet of the river, watching the corks bob up and down, waiting for fish to hit. I also hope they think about their children sharing the same experience in the future. This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River in a Treble Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Donlin Goldock, Jalista Corporation, Akluyochtutkinkunk, Emiris Kluk. Subsistence Community Advisory Committee können. Una Committee abchtorech galoni, nachnurist naritnik bitteriereitnik klu, jut nrangnak saram klu, danlen goldmeinak, urin klugi nautimasch gagun. Nachnuritnach schredwit outhoni, letstalkdanlen.com. Una bunarifkara danlen gold.
Every Saturday and Sunday on 6:40 a.m. from 4 until 5 p.m., you can hear Weekends from All Things Considered. The show that's run for more than four decades is now available in an hour-long weekend presentation from NPR News, a new show with new stories and new segments each day. It's Weekends from All Things Considered on KYUK.
My name is Hagen.
I'm Aubrey.
And I'm Hazel.
You're listening to
KYUK Bethel, Alaska.
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals, a local crew happy to fuel you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself!
Welcome to Talkline. I'm trying to adjust my mic here. Yes, okay. There we go. All right. Good morning. It's May 14th, Friday. It's 10. I'm sorry. Okay. And, okay, sorry. Somebody got in my ear. So it's May 14th. I'm Diane McGachran. This is Talkline from now until 11:30. And your calls and emails are welcome. I will read your emails over the air. And for both your calls and your emails, you can be anonymous. And it looks like we have our first caller, John Nick, calling from Wasilla. Good morning, John.
Morning, Diane. How is everyone?
Good. Oh, it's a beautiful day so far in Bethel. How's it in Wasilla?
Oh, it's good. I was going to say this is John from Wasilla, anonymous. The weather's been holding out really nice now.
Oh, good.
Last week when I came, it was a little chilly, but everything's starting to turn green now.
Wow. Are you staying with your sister?
No, I'm with my niece, and I'll be coming home. Warning everyone, I'll be coming home tonight.
Okay. All right. Yes. Very good.
Anyway, I hope everything's doing okay over there.
Yeah. I hope you had a nice visit.
And I've been here, and you guys have been having nice weather, huh?
It's been really great. It's been a great May so far.
Oh, good, nice breakup, too.
Pretty easy going in the Bethel area.
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, I'm glad for that. Ease off on the fish camps and all that.
Right, right.
And the homes. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought I need a call, so I better call.
Really appreciate you calling in from Wasilla and maintaining your first caller of the day status.
Yep, I tried as best as possible.
Yes, you do that.
Yeah, good to hear everything you want. Don't be afraid of, when you talk about something, don't be afraid of that, because ain't gonna nothing that's going to happen to you.
Right,
you know?
Right. That's right.
We all got to talk.
Yep.
And air things out and feel better about it. Let everybody know where we stand.
Yeah.
Anyway, boy, everyone have a real good day there. And if you're boarding, please wear your life jacket.
Yeah.
And don't drink and drive. And watch out for icebergs, too. Some of them ponds in the lake have ice on the bottom.
Yeah.
Once you start warming the water up, they tend to loosen like icebergs. They have a lot of pressure when they release.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do. They like a little cannonball going on because all them air pockets and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just be careful. And I'm glad I got a hold of you, Dad. Everyone have a real good morning.
Yeah, good to hear from you, John.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Happy travels tonight.
Okay, you have a good one there, everyone.
All right.
Please enjoy your day. Please don't drink and drive. And if you see other boarders that need help, help them, please.
Yes.
And they'll, you know, everybody's family on that river.
Very good.
Thank
you.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Okay, bye. So, Grady, it does my mic sound okay?
Right now, but there was something going on.
Yeah.
When we go to the break, I'll definitely troubleshoot it.
Okay, great. Yeah. Let me give you the numbers, everyone. If you want to call in, it's 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. I'll read your emails over the air, and for both your calls and your emails, if you're a shy person, you can be anonymous, no problem. And the Center for Disease Control has come out saying that if you are fully vaccinated, you do not have to wear a mask most places now. Grady, did you hear that?
Well, I did. What was interesting to me is I listen to news here, right? I listen to NPR a lot.
Yeah.
But at home last night, I listened to Newsmax or something.
Oh, my.
Right? And it was interesting this isn't about opinions. What I'm going to say is, what was interesting when I tuned into NPR this morning, the tact on what the CDC has announced is the same on both sides. We're all puzzled.
Oh, right.
We're in agreement. The left and the right.
Yeah.
We're all puzzled by the CDC this morning because we feel like there's a mixed message or at least a loaded gun been handed to us. What? Did something
happen? Do you mean a loaded gun?
Well, because, you know, the latest guidelines leave open the availability for someone, of course, to be next to me in the grocery store who I might think is following CDC guidelines and fully vaccinated is not wearing a mask, you know, and being courteous and whatever. But they might just be politically a person who thinks that the rights are violated by being asked to wear a mask. And they also might think that politically they shouldn't be asked to vaccine either. And that would be their right as well. And they'd be walking around and I wouldn't know, be safe. And that's the loaded gun that I think the CDC has left in our hands.
Oh, right, right. Well, I don't know. That's kind of a dramatic analogy there. But so anyway, I do understand, though, that if the restaurant or the grocery store or other offices you go to, if they ask you to wear a mask, you still need to wear a mask in those environments. So but it is true. You won't know who is and who isn't vaccinated.
It broadens the discussion of where our rights are. Like, you know, we have personal rights, and then each business owner has personal rights. The business itself has personal rights. And then there's responsibilities to each other. And the businesses, of course, have responsibilities to all their patrons and each individual patron. So I hope that the larger discussion and the fruits of this pandemic and such will be a greater understanding of where our individual rights lie and who's not a public entity. Like, you know, the movie theater is not a public entity.
Yeah,
I mean, maybe here it is because okay, it's deep. but I digress. You know, these places that are privately managed or privately run or privately insured are not necessarily fully public.
Right. Okay, that was a lot. Fast, rapid speech. okay, so our lines Okay, we're going to go to Susan from Bethel. Good morning, Susan. Welcome to Talkline.
I agree with Grady, and I think you agree with him too. I'm glad he's bringing this up, because the city council this week mandated 2 more months of this, and I agree with that. I think it is very dangerous what the announcement on national news was. Lifting the mask rules, it's dangerous for several reasons. Who's going to check to see if someone's really vaccinated or not if they're prancing around without a mask? Now, those cards are so easy to forge, and people that are anti-vaccination tend to be anti-mask, so it's going to be tempting for them to it's just dangerous. It's a choice to get vaccinated. I do believe it should be a choice. I just wish more people would choose to do it. You know, if anyone is still hesitant about possible side effects, let me tell you this. Next time you see a TV commercial for any prescription drug, or next time you read a magazine ad for any prescription drug, much of the dialogue is rattling off possible, mostly very remotely possible, probable side effects. That's just how drugs are introduced and announced to people. It's even in the commercials about different drugs. It's even in the magazine ads. So if anyone is still hesitant, please talk to somebody you trust. If you don't trust me, you don't trust the doctor, family and friends, I'm sure, have gotten vaccinated around you and feel greatly relieved about it, and you will feel that relief too, because that the new variants that are going around are really dangerous. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Other than that, I'm looking forward to Saturday market tomorrow, first one in more than a year. And things like that will open up if we do what we need to do on our end.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you, Susan, for your
Bye.
Call. All right. Okay, everyone, you're welcome to call in if you want to talk about the recent CDC announcement or anything else that you have on your mind. You're welcome to also call in with announcements. And I'm going to turn my mic down just a little bit. There we go.
I'm actually just behind the scenes. I'm writing. Oh, that's your headphones you're talking. I have control of your microphone. I'm actually adjusting your microphone as we speak.
Oh, okay.
Because it appear to be sensitive in the directional context. So
okay.
Speaking at it. I love radio.
Yes.
It is so much fun to... Did you hear Coffee this morning, KYUK Live, with Myron Anxman and our own Olivia Eberts?
No.
It was such a great show, and yesterday's Coffee was great, too. Both of these are available on the website, of course. Yesterday was Dean talking about so many different things. Joe Seibert stepping up at one time, and just different stuff. And
yeah.
It's as we're celebrating this 50th anniversary of both public radio and, indeed, KYUK, I'm super proud.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to speak on my pride too much because then my throat will close up. But I'm super proud, and I'm really excited about listening to the future, the stuff that's been produced by our multimedia, this 50th anniversary podcasts and coffee episodes. They're going to continue on into midweek next week. So I just want to—I know I'm being loquacious this morning, but I wanted to chime in again.
Look at you with your fancy
hey,
talk.
I was raised by a lawyer. He liked to be fancy dancy.
Yeah. Well, can you turn can my mic go down a little bit? Because it's loud to me in my ear. Oh, there we go. There we go. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
We have so many controls.
I know. So we have a message that was sent to me that I'm going to read. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. It's okay to not be okay. Time to take time. It's okay. Oh, boy. Wait a minute. It's Mental Health Awareness Month. It's okay to not be okay. Time to break the stigma. There's a lifeline number that you can call. It's 1-800-273-8255, or you can text hello to 741741. Okay, that's because it's Mental Health Awareness Month. Okay, good. So, and hopefully people getting to do subsistence now and getting geared up for that and fish camp, all of that contributes to mental health and well-being. for people of all ages. So I always like that sense that people are getting to really be outdoors a lot, which is really good to do. Okay, so I'll read that number again. And, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't have my thing open. Oh, it's Tom. Okay, good morning, Tom. Welcome to Talkline. Sorry, keep you waiting. Hello.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Oh, good morning, fine. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Missed you the last couple of weeks. Good to hear you back.
Well, now, yes, thank you. And who was it that was substituting for you? Hello?
Russ.
Oh, Russ,
yeah,
yes.
Russ called in.
Yeah. You know, he was a little rusty, but he seemed to do okay. So he represented you and Chilista fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. And was that a pun? Russ was rusty?
Yes, it was.
Okay. All right.
No, he was fine. He was fine. All right. So, Tom from Chilista, what is up?
Yes. Well, I just want to let everyone know our offices, both Anchorage and Bethel, are still closed. I know we've had a lot of great advancements in people getting vaccinated. But we do need to make some changes to our offices to make them more COVID-friendly, more COVID-safe. So our offices are still closed, but 24 hours a day, you can hop on to mychilista.com.
Mm-hmm.
And at mychilista.com, you can update your address or phone number. You can sign up to get our newsletter by email. A lot of different options there, access forms. You can download the direct deposit form, for example, and that way for any future distributions or dividends, it'll get sent right to your bank account, and you don't have to worry about late mail.
Nice.
Yeah, but if you don't have a smartphone or you don't have a internet, because I know it's super expensive out there, especially with everyone needing to use Zoom and all those other video options. If you just want to give us a call, you may need to leave a voice message because we usually only have one or two staff in the office at a time. But you can call 907-275-2801. So again, you can give us a call if you want, 907-275-2801, or head to mychilista.com and you can access all the forms, update information there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's
very
handy.
Want to share that?
Yes.
Good, good. Just want to share that now that I know that John has called in. Now it's free for me to call in.
Yeah, that's right. He has opened the gates, so to speak.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well,
okay, Tom.
Take care and hope hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Bye. Okay, so are going to go to Stephen Alexi from Nebraska. Hello, Stephen. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. Stephen Alexi from Nebraska.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope everybody got a lot of logs, as I did in the majority of this village. But calling regarding the two letters that were published in Delta Discovery. The first one is Donlin Gold, 10 tribes asking the two investors to divest and leave. You know, there's a lot of misinformation in that. Donlin Gold does not lie in the headwaters of the Kuskokwim. It's more like in the middle Kuskokwim area. The headwaters, I believe, start McGrath, Nikolai, those areas up there. So that was misinformation. And then, you know, we need to give Donlin a chance as majority of these tribal members are shareholders of Chilista Corporation. I believe the early leaders of Chilista have purposely selected that land to protect the minerals that are deposited in Donlin Gold. If they had not, if the state or the federal government had selected those lands, I'm pretty sure it would have been developed a long time ago. Donlin has done its due diligence in studying the area for nearly 30 years and listening to its people. And now they're creating a subsistence advisory where I think that will take precedence if it comes to our subsistence needs. The Waikei Delta, people live in an economically depressed and we're so reliant on government handouts. Majority of us wait for the first of the month for food stamps. Majority of the Delta relies on TANF. How long are these hand-me-downs are going to prevail in the Delta? I don't think they will much longer. Red Dog Mines, pre and post, study of back in the late 80s, their graduation rates were low, just as the Waikei Delta's is. After Red Dog Mine opened, the graduation rates of that area increased by 25%. And that won't be the only benefit for this area. Majority of the Delta, hate to say it, are drug addicts too. If Donlin Gold opens, I believe drug use will go down too, as, Donlin will require majority of these workers to be drug-free and alcohol-free. The last one I want to bring out is, the suit that the tribes brought on for Alaska Native corporations. As if it wasn't brought on, I believe we would have been using the coronavirus money to benefit the people. As I stated earlier, tribal members are, same as these shareholders with our corporation. And our tribes in Alaska have no land base, just as those reservations do downstate, and they have big gaming down there where they can benefit more. Good morning, bye.
Okay, good morning, thank you. Okay, right on the 5 minutes, too. We do want to acknowledge that Steve and Alexi did a great job during breakup, right?
Oh, my goodness. Like, really and truly, I was so, it was a pleasure working with him. It's a pleasure working with everybody who throws their hat in the ring to go on the air live, and also to carry the torch of translation at the same time. Well, he actually reported up and down the river on the breakup and reported bilingually, and it was awesome. That's all. It was part of a comprehensive set of coverage breakup that I also feel proud to be a part of.
Oh, yes. Okay, good. Yeah, that was kept everyone posted, and I thought it was going to be more of a flooding at Brown Slough and in Bethel, but it didn't, and kind of a calm breakup, really.
I'm even amazed by the lack of puddles underneath these big, huge mounds of snow that were, everywhere. Even right here near the city, I don't know what the slough is that goes where everyone sells the vehicles. Across from the church, right here by the park. I don't know what that is, that area is called.
Oh, yeah.
But that's so nice now. From the work that was done last year by the the contractors, it really is amazing.
Yeah, it did. It improved greatly. Okay, so let me give... I was going to make an announcement here. Not an announcement, but an event. Tonight, May 14th at 6 p.m. is free lifeguard training. Classes meet Sundays, May 16, 23, and 30th, so there's three classes, from 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 8 p.m. So it's an all day into the evening. You can email stacy.reardon@hfit.com or call 543-1398 for details and to register. Space is limited. Register today to be eligible for current job openings. So this again, this is a free lifeguard training that begins tonight at 6 p.m. You can call Stacy Reardon to see if you can still get into the class at 543-1398. And that's a great training to have anyway, and it's nice that it's free, even if you don't end up applying for a job, although they have some job openings at the gym. So our lines are open. I'm going to give out the numbers again real quick. I think we're waiting for a caller to come on. It's five. So you can call 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. And we have Carrie from Bethel. Carrie, welcome to Talkline.
Hi, Diane. It's Carrie.
It's that Carrie.
This Carrie.
Say my name. It's the good kind. Okay, yes, Carrie. The good kind of Carrie.
So the USDA produce boxes have come in, so we'll have the distribution today.
Oh.
At 4 p.m., same time, same location, Second Road Housing.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you want to say what's in the boxes generally?
So usually what's in the boxes is apples, potatoes, onions, chicken, yogurt, cheese, milk.
Oh, is the chicken frozen still?
It's the smoked chicken.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, it is really good.
yeah.
At first, the taste was a little different.
Yeah.
But it is.
Okay. Good. All right. Smoked chicken. Those sound like really great boxes. A little bit of everything.
Yeah. And they have helped out a lot of people, so I'm very thankful for the people that organized this to get it sent out to the Bethel community and the surrounding villages as well.
Mm-hmm.
And also for Clean Up Green Up, I did post on our Facebook page, the Bethel Food Assistance Program. If you or anybody are out cleaning up your yard or anywhere in the neighborhood, take a selfie or a picture with the yellow bag and post it to our Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
and I'll put your name in for a drawing.
Oh.
I was going to say, maybe you should be the host of that drawing since you're so good at doing door prizes.
Oh, you know I like a drawing and a raffle. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. So okay, good.
one of the prizes for that drawing is going to be salmon berry pie.
Nice.
Yeah, and foreign... Because it will be in this area, it is for Bethel residents only.
Okay.
And it's just a fun way for the community to work together on making it more clean.
Did I see a photo of maybe some people in your family that had cleaned up around some dumpsters?
Yeah, those are my kids.
Oh, Carrie. That looked fabulous. They must have gotten, there must have been 8 bags, 9 bags there.
Actually, there was in just that area, they put together 17 beds.
Are you kidding?
No, and we didn't even, we did not even get the whole thing done yet.
I don't even know what to, you know, on one level, that's awesome. And I'm so proud of your kids for that. Secondly, darn, we have that much trash. It's like a, it's a yin yang.
Yeah, and it was just.
In that one area.
To that one area, and it's not even behind that fence or a little bit further back or along the side of the, but it is noticeable that much trash got picked up in that area.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's, wow. Well, good for them. And what is up with humans and trash? Just, it's crazy. Anyway.
I think it's more along the, you know, when you throw your trash away, then there's always a big pile of crows and ravens. That's more what that is, I think.
Well, then the ravens need to participate in clean up, green up. We should have little mini raven bags that they can put things in. Anyway.
If they come up with that, then that would be a good thing to look into. And then really quick. Before I hang up, I do want to say that if you're a TKC member, the voting for TKC, the deadline to get entered in for the early bird drawing is today at 5 p.m. So if you are TKC and you haven't voted yet, I strongly encourage you to vote. And also wanted to throw in there that I am running, so I would humbly appreciate your vote.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Bye, Diane. Say my name. Say my name.
Said. Carrie. All right. We're going to go to a quick break. I'm Diane McGachran. You're listening to Talk Line on 640 AM, and we'll be just a few minutes.
KYUK turns 50 this year, and we couldn't have made it this far without you. As a special thanks to our listeners, we're letting you take over the airwaves. Tune in to KYUK's 50th anniversary request line, hosted by Iris Jimmy, Friday, May 14th, from 1 to 3:30 p.m. on your public radio station, KYUK 640 AM.
My name is Avery Hoffman, and I am from Bethel. I feel honored to be one of the first youth on the Executive Council of the Kuskokwim River Inner Troubled Fish Commission, and more importantly, to have been approached by Robert Lacander and being appointed by the ONC Council to take his place there. The Fish Commission has to make hard decisions in order to protect Chinook. As Fish Commissioners, we bring the interests of our residents to fisheries management and work to make sure the resource survives. We know that if we harvest like we did in the past, the resource may not survive. So we have to find a balance of fishing and conserving and hope that people will understand. I'm happy to be a part of an organization that involves local community input throughout the season. We do our best to ensure that the salmon return for generations so our children and grandchildren may be able to use this key resource to survive. I hope that I can serve as a leader for my generation to get involved in the survival of our salmon and our culture. This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River Inner Tribal Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Protecting the environment and growing the YK region's economy are both important. Donlin Gold is working with the community to develop the land and its resources while supporting the region's subsistence way of life. More about the project at donlingold.com.
Hey, reminder folks, BRHS graduation's this Saturday. The YK parking lot's available for people who'd like to watch. It's going to be streamed on Facebook Live, and right here on KYUK, you can celebrate alongside the 45 BRHS graduates. The parade begins at 1 on May 15th, with the ceremony following right afterwards at Iapron to follow. So you want to join us or them, either or, on Saturday, May 15th at 1:30, live right here on KYUK, 1 p.m. if you're going to join the parade. Congratulations, seniors. Your commencement commences.
Donlin Goldak Jalista Corporation Akluyochtutkin Gunk Emiris Kluki Subsistence Community Advisory Committee Kanan. Una committee kapchtorech galoni, nasnurist naritnik bijeria reitnik klu, yut nrangnak saram klu, danlin gold minek, urin kluki nau jimasch gagun. Nasnurit nachtschid without 20, let's talk danlin.com. Una bunarifka ra danlin gold.
Hi, I'm Leanne Hansen. We know that you can't be everywhere, but we can. Our reporters travel the world to follow the stories that matter most to you. And on Sunday mornings, we give you time to reflect on the information they provide. So come with us here, there, and everywhere on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Everyone, welcome back. Are we back, Grady? Yeah, great. Okay, we have a couple of callers lined up, so we're going to go right to it. Well, I guess we don't have any callers. Well, you didn't type it into the thing like you... No, it's not showing here. So it is Therese from Fish... okay, she'll tell me where she's from. I'm sorry. Therese, welcome to the show.
Hi, Diane.
Hi.
This is Therese from the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Awesome.
I just wanted to share some information about our Monday morning teleconferences that the Fish Commission hosts, because they're starting on Monday, which is in just a couple days.
Okay, great.
Cool. Yeah, so these teleconferences, we host them throughout the king salmon fishing season, so... They'll run from Monday, the 17th of May, until July 12th this year. And they start at 10 a.m. and run till noon. And they're just a time for anybody on the river to call in and ask questions about what the fishing regulations are, what net sizes are legal to use. You can share updates from your fish camp. Oftentimes, elders from the lower river and the upper river will call in and share their traditional knowledge or share updates from their sections of the river. So it's a really cool way just to keep up with fishing information and keep up with folks all along the river. So I know that the salmon fishing hasn't necessarily started yet, but there's been a lot going on, both announcements from the federal government and from the state government about king salmon fishing this year. So if folks have questions about that or they just want to talk about it, that's probably what we'll focus on on Monday. So,
okay, remind me. So that's Mondays?
Monday, starting next Monday, May 17th at 10 a.m. And it'll be every Monday from then until July 12th.
Okay. Is it an hour show or?
10 a.m. to noon, but kind of just whenever – the conversation. If it goes on longer, that's great. If it doesn't last for 2 hours, then that's okay too. But we'll start at 10 a.m. each Monday.
Okay. I might have confused my own self here, so forgive me. Is this going to be
good.
On? Is this a call-in show every Monday at 10 on the radio? KYUK?
Not at KYUK. We host it on our own Zoom teleconference line, and I have the call-in numbers with me. I can give them to
folks. It's a Zoom call. Okay.
It is, yeah.
You know, yes, you can read them over the air, but that's really tough. It's great if you had a place they can go to see all this information. Do you have, like, a Facebook page or a phone number they can call to get the information?
Yeah, folks can go to our Facebook page. It's Cusco Salmon. There's also our website, cuscosalmon.org, and that has all the information there. And if people want to call to get the numbers, they can call me. My number is 545-7388. That works as well.
So, and these are they caller-driven, or do you have other information you try to give out every Monday, updates that you would customarily do as well as take calls?
They're mostly caller-driven, so whatever people want to ask about or talk about, but we do have general information that we can give, like we can give updates about the federal action that the refuge manager has been taking, different harvest opportunities and closure dates and things like that. So we'll definitely have all the information that people would want, but any questions that folks have, that's what we're looking for, or updates or stories, whatever it is.
Okay, good. All right, thank you. That sounds good. Yep.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Diane.
You're welcome.
Bye.
all right, we're going to go to... Oh. Well, it's nice to end on a giggle. We're going to go to Yvonne Waska from Bethel. Good morning, Yvonne. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning to both of you and people of the YK Delta. Yeah, and being a talk show, we have to disagree. We have the right to disagree on that mining. And I'm one of them. Big koyana for those opposing it. And those tribes that are joining the ONC, my tribe, Guyana, keep fighting it. Why?
Yeah.
They're going to leave that big tailings lake alone. It's going to just sit there. They're going to put a rubber boot first and put all that mine tailings waste, poison, enough, powerful enough to kill all everything in the Kuskokwim River. They're going to just leave it there. Who's going to watch it? They're going to get rich and just leave. So at least they're going to watch it. Hell no, who they fooling? Why? One time I flew from Anchorage and I flew over that Nyack mine. First thing I seen was them two ugly, most yellow, rusty colored, maybe they were the tailings pond. I seen them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see no wildlife down there, only them tailings mound, what them dredges left. I can't speak for the Tulik people, but they don't drink from it. Is there a fish salmon still go up that way? Why they're not drinking from it? Oh, Red Dog Mine was brought up. It was doubted, I forgot which magazine, maybe National Geographic. One of the most polluted in the world.
Yeah.
So, I've been out boring, I see all the wildlife, pristine environment yet. I know the fish are swimming underneath. Pretty soon the smelts and salmon are returning again. That mine, that tailings lake, ever spills, that's it. That's reality. Wake up. Holy cow, I fish with my people on the river, too. I eat from there. Subsistence. Our food source. That mine's going to put in jeopardy, period. But anyway, being a talk show, we have our opinions anyway. But in closing, we're on our Senator Lyman Hoffman on our power equalization cost. We're on for standing up for rural Alaska. And the hell with the governor and them, those opposing it and want to cut it off. And we highly depend on that. Really helps out in the rural Alaska. All of rural Alaska. I don't understand. They take our oil and go refine it someplace else. And our bills and grocery bills are still high. And Guyana Senator Lyman for standing up for your people. Like he mentioned, from those greedy legislators. And good morning to you all, and be safe out on the river. Where are PFDs? And there's still ice out there. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling, Yvonne. We're going to go right to Renee from Bethel. Welcome, Renee.
Hey, welcome. Hi, Diane.
Hello. I mean, you know, now I think you're as if it's like the old days. I think you're calling to announce something really fun. Go for it.
Well, I hope it's fun. We are going to have, and I'm helping out over at the Cultural Center just for a little while. So I'm going to help with the Saturday market, which is tomorrow. And we'll open the doors at 9 o'clock for vendors, and then the market itself will only be from 10 to 2. I know initially it was going to be longer, but there's an event planned almost immediately afterwards, so I will need time to clean up and reorganize. So it's only 10 to 2, and everybody, I have a list of people who have tables. They had to reserve ahead of time, and I happen to have 2 tables that are empty.
Oh.
So 2 wide ones. So if somebody wanted a table and didn't have a chance yet to call and you have to pre-register for the tables right now. Next Saturday market might be different, but for this Saturday market, we're only letting people have tables who have pre-registered. So please call me at 545-4468 if you would like to reserve one of those 2 tables. And please, we're still going to be wearing masks. I know that the CDC has said you don't have to wear them anymore, but with the protocols that are set up with the university, we're still requiring masks, at least for this Saturday market. So please wear your mask when you come. There will be food available there. Pam Conrad is going to be doing lunches. Positive what she's doing, but she's doing it. We're not allowing sit-down eating in the building right now. You'll have to take it and go. But I know Pam's doing lunches, so be prepared for that. And the other really, really good news I have to share is we do have a volunteer finally for the dumpsters. Jimmy Reardon, who's been doing the art program with Teresa at the library with students, is going to be here in June and has volunteered to be in charge of that.
Wow.
Now, to be able to paint a dumpster, you need to call me. I need to put you on the list.
Okay.
And you can paint one side. You could paint 4 sides. So it depends upon how much, or if you have 4 friends or you're a group, maybe you each take a side of the dumpster. So we have 18 available, and that's it. It's a limited number. So if you want to paint a dumpster, you need to call me at 545-4468. And paint and brushes will be provided. So just give me a call.
Okay.
And that's it. That's all I've got today is Saturday market tomorrow, and dumpsters will be happening in June.
Let me ask another quick question for the Cultural Center. Are there any positions open there that you want to announce here?
The position for the Cultural Center coordinator is being advertised, as well as an assistant for part-time library, part-time Cultural Center helper.
Oh, okay.
So there's 2 assistant positions at the Cultural Center that are available.
Cool.
So,
all right.
Those are.
And the last question I have is for coming in for Talkline, Saturday market tomorrow. What is the expectation for mask wearing?
As I said, everybody needs to wear a mask.
Okay, I forgot that. I missed that. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody, please wear a mask. We're going to keep that protocol in place for this Saturday market at least.
Great. Okay.
Just to be on the safe side. And by the university may change that policy come the next one. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. All right, we're gonna go right to Tim in Bethel. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Otto.
Good morning.
Beautiful, God-given Friday morning.
Oh my gosh, it's been a great May so far, right?
It has been.
Oh my goodness.
My God, after that snowy March and April.
Oh, that was crazy.
This is a blessing.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was shoveling out for a couple of months and probably got my body in better shape than it has ever been for the last couple of years.
It's good you look on the bright side. That's right.
Yeah. On the bright side. But there's been a lot of talk about safe voting and a lot of concern about the Kuskokwim River salmon returns for the last several shows. But I'd like to encourage people to get out there and be safe. Watch out for other boaters and wear your life jackets. And just like John Nick says, don't drink and drive out there. It just makes it safe for all of us.
Right.
Not only that, but also it's really important to keep our rivers clean and watch out for anything that might fly out of your boat. And if something does fly out, go back and get it. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of stuff I've encountered out there. I've seen buckets of all sorts and barrels and seen gas cans and motor oil cans and plastic bottles and whatnot. There's a lot of that kind of debris in our river systems, and it doesn't take very much to stop and, you know, pick up around you or pick up on the way if you see something bright yellow or bright orange or blue, something off color from the normal river scene.
Yeah.
You know, it makes it a lot better viewing pleasure to see the beautiful landscapes and beautiful water and beautiful beaches, and then seeing all this debris on the river. And if there's any way possible that there could be a clean water initiative, I don't know who would do it for the entire Kuskokwim River, especially here in Bethel too. I mean, we have all these creeks and streams that run into the Kuskokwim River, and anytime the water gets up this high, it just lets them loose, and when the water goes out, they go out. So whatever you do out there affects our food source, primarily the salmon.
Right. Okay, good.
Yeah, and I had something else on my mind, but I'm getting up to the point where if I don't write it down, it's not going to come out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But everyone out there, you know, do your part. Pick up and keep it clean.
Okay, great.
Okay, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Tim.
Bye.
All right, bye. And we're going to go.
We are, but I want to say something because it's the third caller that today who has called in and then the call's dropped. So I will mention to callers, if your call gets dropped, please call right back in. It is Gisela Chapa from U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
Oh, good morning, Gisela. Welcome to Talk Line.
Hi, good morning. How are you, Diane?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm great. I'm enjoying the, well, it's not as sunny as it was earlier.
No, I know. No, you know what? You just have to enjoy it at the moment and it will return.
Yes.
Like, you know what it does? Sometimes it'll get kind of low, overcast all day long, and then along about 9 at night, bursts out sunny, and you're like, okay, wait, I want to go to bed.
Sun at night.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, Dan, I was just calling in to share a couple of reminders. I wanted to remind folks that the refuge offers a lead shot exchange program. And it trades lead shot for steel shot one-to-one, and it's free of charge. There are no questions asked at the time of the exchange. And this program is being offered through May 30th. So anybody who is interested, has questions, or is willing to trade their lead ammo, they can give us a call at 543-3151, and we'll forward the call or the message to the point of contact who is helping with the exchange program. Just wanted to share that since
we're still through
mid-May, and we have a couple more weeks of that. and then I also wanted to share a reminder on fish. The federal in-season manager has closed the federal waters of the Kuskokwim, and that is from the mouth of the river to Aniak. It's closed to gillnet fishing for all salmon species by all users beginning June 1st. And that is until further notice. This is for the conservation and rebuilding of the Chinook population in our waters. But there are a few upcoming subsistence king salmon harvest opportunities in federal waters. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to give people a tiny bit of time to grab pen and paper.
Oh, good.
Write down the dates.
While we're waiting, can I ask you with the lead to steel exchange? How big of an issue does that remain in the Delta? the use of lead shot?
You know, I'm not quite sure. Just because it's been short of a year since I've moved and I moved during the pandemic, that I haven't really had a chance to go out on the Delta. But I think this restarted because somebody let us know that there was some lead shot being sold locally, and I don't believe that's normally the case. So we just thought about reminding folks if they still have lead shot and they're willing to do that, we can work with them to do the exchange. So I hope it's not super prevalent in the Delta, just because, you know, it can have some environmental impacts. It can hurt waterfowl if the waterfowl isn't killed. And then, of course, lead is poisonous to humans. So we hope that people that might not realize this, they have lead shot, they can just get the exchange free of charge, which is a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
But going back to fish and the upcoming subsistence king salmon harvest opportunities in federal waters are June 2nd, June 5th, June 9th, all from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. for set net only, and June 12th and June 15th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. with set or drift net. And as always, we will try to continue to share more information through posters. I have a few posters that I have to put around Bethel. Mm-hmm. And we've sent some posters to local villages impacted by this. We're also going to be updating information through social media, through our website, newspapers. And, of course, people can call our refuge information line or the fishing line at 543-1008 with any questions they might have. And if listeners don't already follow us on Facebook, look us up at Yukon Delta Refuge so that you can stay up to date with the latest fish info.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Diane.
You're welcome. You too.
Bye.
Okay. So, Grady, do we go to the next call? Okay. We're going to go to Robert Hoffman in Bethel. Good morning, Mr. Hoffman.
Good morning, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly.
Oh, great. A little bit. You know, about this Donlin gold mine, I'm with ONC and we're opposed to this gold mine. But I'd like to let you know that, you know, for years and years now, I've been hearing about this gold mine being started and created. And we hear our people of the region crying about, they'll kill our fish, they'll kill our fish, they'll leave us with nothing. And then nowadays they're talking about the lake, the poisonous lake. If the possibility of the lake breaks, it's going to kill our fish. It's going to kill us, our lifeline food of the Kuskokwim. And you know, but I was listening to the news just now and the other day, and the state of Alaska is going to allow us fishing. Holy cow. 2 days, 12th and the 15th. And you know what? Today we still got 40 to 50 fish camps upriver. And you know, how many fish can we catch in 2 days? You know, well, we got to go up there and cut them up, dry them, take care of them, and then smoke them every day. And the ones that got to come to Bethel, got to come down by boat and rush back up, restart and smoke their fish. And you know, I don't know how many fish we can catch in 2 days. You know, mm-hmm. By the time fall comes, if them fish were properly taken care of, they're going to be pretty expensive fish. You know, you'd be cheaper to eat oxtails, I believe, but that's what I feel. And the only ones really benefiting out of this fishing industry is the state of Alaska. I've been telling everybody, they're the only ones that their job don't stop. They get paid good every month. And yet our people are starving for 2 days, 2 days a month of fishing. And we have fish camps. We got to go back and forth from Bethel to our fish camps. By the end of the smoking and drying, our fish are going to be pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. And half of them fish that we catch in them 2 days got to go to the freezer. So, you know, seems like it's in the future, if it continues, we're not even going to be needing fish camps anymore. Like me, last year, I put all my little fish I caught in 2 days to the freezer just so I can have salmon for the winter. And yet we're still talking about Donald Gold going to kill our fishing. They never even started yet. Mm-hmm. We're looking in the wrong direction here. We should be looking in the direction of the state of Alaska and their escapement counts. They're the only ones counting. They're the only ones making the rules. We don't verify nothing. That's all I got, ma'am. Thank you very much. Sorry about that.
Oh, nothing to apologize for.
Bye
Thank
now.
You. All right. Thank you. All right. We're going to go to a short break. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll talk to you in a minute or two. This is Diane McAkron, and this is Talk Line on KYUK, 640 AM.
Phone lines are open, 543-5985, 543-2756, or alternatively, toll-free, 1-800-995-8954, and as usual, radio at kyuk.org for emails.
TalkLine is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during TalkLine may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
I told them that radio station may be a good idea. So lo and behold, overnight we had a radio station.
My eldest son, who's in his mid-30s now, he took his first steps in this building.
I said, no way, I'm not going on the radio. I was scared. And she said, just pretend like you're doing it for Mom and Dad.
Those are the voices of people at KYUK now. To celebrate KYUK's 50th year on the air, you are invited to join us for coffee at KYUK on Facebook and during special podcasts. To hear from those who have told stories, played music, provided news, made us laugh in both Yucatan and English for half a century. It's KYUK's 50th birthday. Join us. You are part of the party because you are part of our KYUK family.
I'm Aaron Tuyuk of Point Hope, and I chose Alaska Pacific University. Attending Alaska's only tribally controlled Alaska Native serving four-year university, my education references both my cultural heritage and competitive industry knowledge. I feel prepared for a real career and empowered to join conversations about my community's future. APU offers 30 degree programs on campus and online, and scholarships allow college to be a choice for anyone, anywhere. Learn more at alaskapacific.edu.
Donlin Goldock, Jalista Corporation, Akhlo Yochtutkin, Gunuk Emiris Klugi Subsistence Community Advisory Committee Ganung. Una Committee Abhtorach Galuni, Nasnurist Naritnik, Bijeria Reitnik, Klu, Yut Nrangnak Saram, Klu, Donlin Goldminak, Urin Klugi Nautimash Gagun. Nasnuritnak Sredwit Outwani, Let's Talk Donlin.com. Una Bunarifkara Donlin Gold.
Hello, my name is Gerald Camera of Kalska, Alaska, and my Yupik name is Damavala, and I'm in the Fish Commission. Elders and scientists have told us that our salmon are only getting smaller. At the Fish Commission, we work to stop exploiting our salmon because each one of our salmon tributaries count, and we want every salmon tributary to continue to be abundant and to serve our people. What we're doing is working. I've been a part of the commission to work to be supportive with taking the measures necessary to watch the salmon and the people of the Kuskokwim grow from the beginning to the end, and I don't see no end because we're going to continue to grow.
This message is brought to you by the Kuskokwim River in a Treble Fish Commission. More information at kuskosalmon.org.
Welcome back. We're going to go to Elena from Bethel. Good morning, Elena.
And I don't see no end because we're going to continue to grow.
Okay. I don't know who that is. So, okay, we're going to go to Tim from Bethel. Elena, okay, we're going to go to Elena from Bethel. I'm sorry.
Hi, Diane.
Something else was playing. I didn't know what it was.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So summer, early summer is just about here.
Yeah.
And I am excited because
yes.
I love fermented salmon heads. And I know you do, Diane.
Oh, I do. That's something I actually like. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And fermented salmon heads. I know you like them because I like them.
That is so sweet. I like that.
And you know what? What I'm getting at is we assume a lot of stuff.
Mm.
I love fermented salmon heads, and I know how to prepare them. I know exactly what it takes for that fermented salmon head to be a dish for my husband. This is his favorite summer dish, actually. So I know how to prepare that, and I know how to prepare it to just the right flavor, is the best word, for me to place it in front of him and have him have that. And my assumption would be that everybody loves fermented salmon heads because my family likes to have them. It's a summer delight. So if I had that belief and all I had for the summer was that, and everybody that came, anybody, I mean, not just around here, but anybody that came in and I had that dish in front of them and I expected that person to eat that, what kind of a person am I? Because I will force some people to have that. I will force that, you know?
Yes.
I'm going to force that person. Maybe some people are, you know, they're meek and they can't say, I don't like this. They have to follow along. And, you know, I would be so ignorant. In fact, I would not be a great helping person if I had that mindset. Because that's my belief. This is what I love, so I believe everybody loves it. If I had that belief,
mm-hmm.
and I presented myself as that person to another person outside of my family.
Yeah. A lot of people do that.
Yeah. What I wonder what kind of talk, and I wonder, you know, behind my back, what would people be saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and you know, just because you love baked potatoes and shrimp Alfredo, doesn't mean that I'm going to like it.
Wait a minute.
You know, if you, Diane, had that assumption or belief that because you like baked potatoes and shrimp Alfredo, you're going to serve it to me and you're not going to expect me to say, I don't like that.
I know.
But you're going to expect me to eat with you, and I, out of maybe even humbleness or meekness or having no voice, I will eat it, and maybe I'll get sick. Maybe I'll even get sick from it. Maybe I'll even throw up or something. You know, we even unintentionally or we tend to force a lot of stuff among ourselves. And I'm using the word, I'm including myself as well in this. Working in organizations and agencies, I heard the word protocols earlier. We have protocols that we follow. And this is for the best interest, because before we develop those protocols, we get to know the surrounding area and what works best for them, those families that we are going to be serving in their best interest. We develop those protocols so that we can best provide services for them for the best outcome, whatever that best outcome may be. And a lot of times I'll hear the word cultural competency. Are people taking that seriously? I mean, there's orientations. Are people taking those orientations seriously? Yeah, people, we work with good intentions for the best of, you know, for the best outcome. Maybe those best intentions should be, what is the best word here? What am I looking for? Like, the best intentions that if I had a best intention for the family. So I know that family, this is what will work for them, this is what I'm going to do. I'm assuming, because what works for me and what I think works for me and them, maybe it won't even work for them.
And that, that's true.
So I was just, I've been thinking a lot about that lately. And you know what? For those village service providers, if you're listening out there, you are privileged. You are bilingual, just like I am. We are privileged to be bilingual service providers, to be able to talk both languages, Yupik and English, to people that we work with. And if we see, and you know, if we see people with you know, coming in and here not even a month and already assuming that this is what's going to work, or this is, oh, this is going on, and you know, use your voice. Talk on behalf of yourself and your quote-unquote clients. And I really encourage those people that come from outside to be helping people here. Listen. Don't run. Don't be quick to run into decisions and assumptions. Listen to the people. Take time to think. I mean, sit back, relax, and listen to us. That's, I'm encouraging both myself, my coworkers, and those people that come in with great intentions to be helping people. And my last thing is, do not lose sight, because there's many, many things, including money and grants and all the strings attached to them. Do not lose sight of your mission, that work that you are providing for your clients. Let that be first and foremost.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wanted to share that this morning.
That's a really nice message and really something to think about. I do want to add, it's Salunic that I like. I don't know if I actually would like fermented salmon heads.
I will keep that in check.
Okay, so don't be inviting me for the fermented heads yet. Anyway.
Zulu, look, yes.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All righty.
Okay, Koyama, thank you.
Diane. Did I hear a Yupik name?
Oh, my Yupik name?
Yes.
Alak?
Really?
Yes, ma'am. By Katie Roll and Esther Green delivered that to me one day in RHS.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
You know what?
Huh.
Alak, that yes. is my name, too.
You know, oh, my, you know what? That fit. I'm not surprised. However, I still don't think I would like fermented salmon heads.
All right, Diane.
Okay.
Thank you. You have a good weekend.
You too. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. We're going to go to Tim from Bethel. Good morning, Tim. Welcome to Talk
Hi, Line. Good morning. Round two.
Yeah. Oh, here you go.
Yeah. That issue that I was going to bring up came back to mind. This time I wrote it down, though.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of talk this summer about salmon, both in the Intertribal Fisheries Commission and also with the Salmon Management Working Group, and a lot of radio interaction going on about the issue. And it just brought me back to the early 2000s when we had had a crash here on Kuskokwim and also on the Yukon River of Chinook salmon. And at that time, AVCP sponsored a press tour for the Lower Yukon. And we stopped by my home community at Marshall and stopped by fish houses, and a couple of ladies came down, and a couple of them told us, Agu, don't fight over salmon. Agu dot and bifknuk. What up that? Bifknachi dot dot dot. And just a really strict advising that we do not fight over salmon. And one of the programs that really worked on the Yukon River from the 1990s to today is a human exchange program where people from upriver come down, spend a week or two at various villages and see what exactly happens here during the summer with processing salmon and the regulatory system that we live in and what gear we can use, what gear we cannot use, and how much salmon is being taken, and vice versa. Same thing with the upriver communities or as lower river communities as well traveling to the upriver communities. We had on the Yukon, we had a lot of upriver, downriver issues, just the same as here on the Kuskokwim. We had a commercial versus subsistence issues, and we had the set net or gill net versus fish wheel issues. And when we bring people to the other places, other areas, all the salmon users of the Kuskokwim River, and exchange them into places they're not familiar with, they really learn a lot, and they observe a lot and ask questions and actually see how people utilize the salmon and put them away, and customary and traditional beliefs on salmon issues. It really brings a understanding to the table to where people begin to work together. And I see the Intertribal Fisheries Commission meetings are pretty very civil amongst each other. But it would really bring to light a lot of common issues and different issues that people have upriver versus downriver, and forces them to understand why things are that way. But the top thing is to not fight over anything. Mm-hmm. Anytime we fight over our resources within river systems and common use areas and whatnot, they tend to be taken away. So we don't want to create a situation where we're going to lose the salmon. We want to preserve and conserve the salmon for all users, for the upper river communities, for the lower river communities,
and the coastal areas as well. Well, all resources. But that's the thing I was going to bring up on my first call. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Tim, for that recall. All right, we're going to go to Nick. Good morning, Nick. Welcome to Talkline. Nick?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How goes it, Diane?
It's going pretty well. How about you?
Where I'm from?
Chuaplock.
Yep, it's a beautiful day here. Nice. Going to be a hot day again.
Good. Yeah, yeah. It's been really nice.
Just thinking about it, you know, it seems as how it goes. Here, stuff about the mine, here, stuff about the fishing on the radio. You know, it how it goes is what I end up looking and seeing, you know, what we can say openly is Alaska's a rich state. And, you know, we always have these seasonal jobs every year. And where we get these contractors coming from, and where we get these, you know, the big bosses from. You know, most of the time when we get hired, we get somebody from downstate. I mean, it's kind of a bum thing to end up putting people down, but that's how it goes. And who's always been in charge? It's not from us from here, you know. Just like I heard once on about fishing. Well, why don't we get back up to the 8-inch mess and having them young salmon go and spawn their eggs? That really sounds reasonable, you know. When we had the 8-inch mess, seems like we were always we're filled up with fish in the river, but, you know, we're always complaining about this and that, everything. And, you know, sometimes we really got to get a hand on it, and where is it going to start? Mm-hmm. It's got to be with the people, and it's because one person talks, and it's just almost, you know, like gossip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, you guys have a wonderful day and wonderful weekend, and be safe out there.
Thank you. You too. Thanks for calling. We're going to go to, Zachariah Pleasant from Bethel. Good morning, Zachariah.
Hey, good morning, Diane.
Hi.
So I'm speaking on behalf of Bethel Wrestling Club, and last weekend we had a car wash, and it turned out to be great. And we'd like to thank all the supporters and everyone that lined up and got their car washed. And this is a big donation, one of our big donations that we do for fundraising, so we can travel throughout the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so once again, we would like to thank everyone who attended our car wash. And if you sadly missed us, we will be gladly doing our car wash again Saturday, May 15th, from 10 to 3. Tomorrow,
okay. Yeah,
at the City Hall. And once again, that is going to be by donation. So whatever you desire.
That probably works out pretty well, right? People give what they want, and most of the time they probably give a bit more than a normal rate of a car wash, right?
It is. Yeah. It's also a good way, especially since we haven't had our car washes, that it's a good way to put your car on a diet and make it looking great.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's that, too. Yes.
And also next weekend, the weekend of the 20th, our Bethel High School State Wrestling,
mm-hmm.
Our Bethel High School wrestlers, since we did get approved by the school board, we will be sending about 20 wrestlers to state in Anchorage or in Chugiak next week as well. So we're ecstatic.
Yeah,
we're ecstatic to have that back and see a little bit more activity and a little bit more back to life mm-hmm. as it used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Okay, good. Well, being Bethel and Dusty, there's always need for a car wash. So There's always cars.
Indeed. Once again, we'll be the Bethel Wrestling Club will be hosting a car wash from 10 to 3 at the City Hall.
Okay, Zachariah. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good week, Jim.
Thank you. Okay. And I have two emails to read, but I think I'm... Should I go to a caller, Dave? Okay, I'm going to read this email real quick because it's very quick, and then we'll go to Dave from Bethel. The email is anonymous, and it's about the Bethel Post Office issue. And the email goes like this. The Bethel Post Office has started to become in ruins. The back door needing parts years ago. The wheelchair ramp not being used. Signs fell down. Outside mail drop box now covered up and opens now at 11 a.m. Needs new management that is young and proactive. Had to bring this up. All right. Thank you for your email. And we're going to go to Dave from Bethel. Good morning, Dave. Dave from Bethel. Good morning. Maybe not. Hello, Dave. Okay, I'm going to go to another anonymous email. And Dave, if you want to weigh in, please go ahead and call. Again, the anonymous email goes like this. After I put in guesses online for the Ice Classic, I've noticed more than the regular amount. I'm sorry, I'm reading an
thank
email.
Thank you.
Okay, what do you want me to do, Grady? I was in the middle of the email. Do you want me to go to the caller? Okay, so I'm going to just finish the email. After I put in guesses online for the Ice Classic, I've noticed more than the regular amount of spam emails and calls. I'm wondering if other people are also seeing this. Did our contact information get sold to marketers by BCS, the person operating the site, or what? Want to hear what others have to say. Okay, thank you. We're going to go to Dave from Bethel. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. Thank you for taking the call. Happy summertime. Thanks for green up, clean up. I have a little suggestion. If you can make a flower pot out of a gallon milk jug with a handle, and if everybody planted one flower at their homes, that would make a big difference. Flowers are beautiful, and everybody will clean up and green up. We'll have a better place.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have to say. Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you, Dave. Okay. Well, Mr. Trantham has done beautiful gardens in his own house as well as at the Veterans Memorial Park. And so I like to drive by his house in the summer and see what he's got. So I'm glad to hear about that. Oh, okay. So I think we're going to wrap up the show, right? I think we're toward the end. Thank you, everyone. Excuse me. Thank you, everyone, for calling and sending your emails. We will be back next Friday. And tonight, if you just want to hear all of this all over again, you can from 7 to 8:30, where the replay for today's show will happen. And then next Friday at 10 a.m. again. All right, have a great weekend, everyone. Express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, 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 long, long, long. Do it good. It's not what it looks like.
Support for Talkline is provided by Vitus Terminals. a local crew happy to fill you. More information at BethelFuel.com.
You can catch Talkline every Friday at 10 a.m. to get the latest hot topics and local buzz for the YK Delta right here on KYUK 640 a.m.
This year, KYUK turns 50. To celebrate, we're inviting people from the past and present to share stories and perspectives.
I usually have a panic attack at some point in the interview where I'm like, it's not recording. Oh, yeah, it's recording.
She's, for some reason, took a chance on hiring me, and I came out here, and it was perfect.
So was why exactly do I think the station's been around so long? Because of that mission, so important.
All of the TV that I watched was KYUK. All the radio that I heard was KYUK.
It was kind of